It's my honor to welcome America's newest friend from number 10 Downing Street, the first foreign head of state to visit and address our retreat, the Honorable Theresa May.
So here it is, the long-anticipated meeting between the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and Prime Minister Theresa May. Her speech yesterday suggested the US and the UK would have a special relationship.
For the past century, Britain and America, and the unique and special relationship that exists between us.
And when questioned on how May would get along with Trump, she said that opposites attract. But this meeting is vital for the Prime Minister after her plan for Brexit was released last week. As part of her 12-point plan, May wanted new trade agreements with other countries. It's expected that Trump and May will discuss post-Brexit trade opportunities, security, and the future of NATO. So this meeting, despite its controversy, is of huge importance to Britain. But what can we expect from the talks? I spoke to Michael Sinkota, Professor of International Business at Georgetown University.
There are some very big expectations one can have in these meetings today, mainly in terms of what do we do as an encore on both sides. Your Prime Minister is obviously, in terms of Brexit and in terms of Supreme Court decisions and so on, knitting on the go, I'd say, or fashioning things on the go, which actually Mr. Trump is doing as well.
But another question on everyone's minds is, will Theresa May get the deal she wants?
Now, can one expect Prime Minister May to obtain everything she wants to obtain in terms of her plans? No. I think that would be unrealistic given the other players in the field. Can one expect her, for example, in collaboration with President Trump, to find new determinations of who works with whom, how, where, why? The answer is yes. I mean, think about it. For many decades, we had a preferential or special relationship between the U.S. and the U.K. And that has very much translated into special relationships when it came to trade. Now, when the EU was formed, that, to some degree, receded a little bit. But now, with this to come back, think about the fact that President Trump has to come home relatively quickly with some wins as well. Because if all he does is highlight that he can tick people off, that's not so successful. But if he can find important or demonstrate, deliver important successes, then that does matter very much. And I think for him, Theresa May is a candidate, a very strong candidate to help him achieve some of these successes.